Right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain. Can't complain. It's Friday night, you know.
It is. It has it has been a week. It has been a week.
I feel like I always say it's been a week, but like if every week is a week. Just like
this week was something else, like, but next week, who knows? Before we get started and talking about our topics, I would like to discuss my TXT concert experience.
Yes, please.
This is a BTS podcast, but I will momentarily talk about this concert. For a second. Yeah, so I'd never been to a TXT concert before. It was my first time. I went with a friend. She went to their, I guess that was their first world tour last year. I think they had been here previously, like 2019 or something like that, because I think they were on tour the same time as BTS were for Speak Yourself, but I think it was like their like debut like showcase or something, so they weren't going to too many places. And this last one, I think they went to like maybe a few more places, but they were like only in small theaters, so it was really hard to get tickets. But this time they were in arenas, and they actually came to DC, so everything worked out. My friend got the tickets, so I did not have to go through the stress of buying them. So cannot talk about what it took to buy the tickets. But yeah, it was nice to be in my city and not have to like travel to get to,
we were talking about to get that to a concert.
Woo! Not that it was any easier, because I don't live like close to DC, so it was still like a lot trying to get into the city, but way better than like having to drive 4 or 5 hours to New York or New Jersey, so, or like literally fly to go to Chicago or something, or LA, like I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it was nice that it was in town. But man, Capital One Arena, Capital One Arena is like, they are so like anal about what you can and can't bring in, or what you can and can't do with that arena. And like, I don't know if something happened down there, like if there was some kind of like major incident, or if they were just like, it's DC, like it's the capital, it's next to like, I don't know, all these like federal build, I don't know what the issue is, but they are like, they are so serious, like you have to take a wallet size bag in, it cannot be bigger than that. Yeah, and they will like turn you away.
Wow.
I've seen other people at concerts like bring other people's light sticks, and I was like, I'm not really a MOA. So MOAs do not come for me for this. I'm not really a MOA. Like, I do really enjoy their music. But I'm not a big enough fan that I was like, I'm going to go buy a light stick for this concert. So I was like, I'll bring my BTS light stick. I've seen other people do it at other concerts. I'm like, why can't I? Like, I pay for this. I can use it, like, I'm showing my support. Like, I bought the ticket. Like, yeah. I should be able to do what it is that I want to do, right?
Yeah.
Capital One was like, nah.
only T-by-T
light sticks are allowed in here. Like, yeah, they were literally at a certain point, they started turning people away. Like, if you did not have the light stick that looked like T-by-T's, they were, or TXT's, they were like, no. So I was like, what? I had to go put it in the locker. Luckily, I didn't have to throw it away.
Ask you what you did with it. I was like, do not tell me you threw away like a $65 army bomb.
No, I had to pay like $17 for the locker, which I'd rather do than throw away the freaking light stick. I mean, honestly, yeah. I think when we were on our way back from Yugi's concert, I dropped the light stick in the middle of the street and it kind of like cracked open. And so I was like debating whether I should take it anyway, and I just like super glued it before I left. I was like, I'm not throwing this light stick away.
This light stick has had a hard life.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not throwing this light stick away. And I'm like, it feels so weird. It's just so weird going to a K-pop concert and not having a light stick. I'm just like, it's ingrained in me. Even just going to like a regular like normie concert, I'm like, there's no light sticks. This is not fun.
It's funny you mention that because we, and I'll let you continue to talk about TXT, but I guess this is a fun disclosure, but we got tickets to Jonas Brothers in September in DC. And I was like, what, do Joe Bros have a light stick? Like, and then I was like, no, they do not. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do with my hands? Like, have a drink, I guess. I don't know. I have two hands, exactly. Though. Like, one could have a drink. Like, but
I was even thinking about that. I'm like, oh, it'd be fun if we, like, just brought our light sticks just for, like, giggles to the concert. But, like, Capital One is so annoying. They probably would be no.
They'd be like, this is not K-pop. What is this? And then I was also like, what do people wear to a Joe Bros concert? Like, ARMY always are, like, planning fits. I bought a tangerine dress. Like, am I going to be in, like, a Joe Bros, like, vintage tee and jeans? Because that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. Like, I just don't know the vibe. Anyway, I'll leave it there. But, like, lots of questions about non-light sticks concerts and, like, vibes at non-K-pop concerts.
No, honestly, the clothes is, like, a big thing. Like, we went to see Flo not too long ago, and I felt like I was overdressed. Like, I wasn't matching with the crowd. And I'm like, I don't know how to match for these things. I'm just K-pop minded.
What if I don't want to live the way you live? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Andrea. Everyone wants to live this way. No, but for real, that's us. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised people weren't dressed up for a Flo concert. I am surprised.
They were dressed up, but just not in that way. I don't know how to explain it. Just not in that way. For the most part. I mean, I did see a few people that were. But yeah, I just felt kind of out of place. But, yeah, so, I mean, I did make it in, like, whatever. I just had to use a locker. It was just so annoying. I also got there, like, kind of late. Like, the show started at 7, which I felt was kind of early.
Yeah.
And I got there, I want to say it was, like, 6:20. And then I had to go put this thing in the locker. I was like, come on, the show's gonna freaking start before I, like, get in there. Luckily, Capital One has it figured out where you're not, like, waiting outside for hours, like, Prudential or SoFi or whatever. But, so I did make it inside, and I actually, like, was able to, like, get to a bathroom, get a drink, and like sit down like 15 minutes before the show, which would have been unheard of like at any other arena. So like I'll give them props on that. But it was also like, you can't bring a water bottle to your seat. Like I had to wait in line for them to pour it into a cup. Like it was just it was just some things I was like, all right, like this arena is doing too much. But anyway,
no way.
Complaining out of the way. Oh my god, we had like such good seats. We had really good seats. We were like 100 level seats. So like not too far away from like the back of the floor. And it was like really close. Yeah, we had like really, really, really good seats. And we were like, I think fifth row back. So we had an awesome view. Their concert was great. Like, they're really fun. The aesthetics were on point. I was like, this is definitely a high production. Like, it like doesn't matter the artist. Like, they're gonna make sure that they like do the most when it comes to the aesthetics and stuff. So that was really cool. Their songs were fun. They're like hilarious. It was a really good show. I would still say I'm not like Omoa per se, but I will like continue like listening to their music. I do really like them. And I met a listener of the show.
What?
I will shout out Kenny. We've like interacted with her a number of times. So shout out to Kenny. That was really cool getting to meet someone that we've been like talking to online.
That's amazing. So, you're a celeb celeb. Celeb no. encounter. No.
No. No, but it was cool. So yeah, I had a good time. I had a good time. But yeah, I definitely felt like, like I felt just a little out of place because I was like, yeah, no, these are like, these are fans for real, for real. Like, like I don't know. I just
like how we are like, about BTS. MOA are about TXT.
Yes, yes, 100%, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I might think of, how do I explain it? I might think twice before I purchase another ticket for someone that like I don't listen to as much. Like I thought I listened to T by T like a lot, TXT. I don't know if it's the X or the Y, but I thought I listened to them quite a bit. And then I was in there and I'm like, I still had a lot of fun though. I got to hear some of my favorite songs, so it was cool.
Do you have a bias in TXT or we're not there yet?
It's Yeonjun, but like, again, it's not like, it's just not the same, you know, like... I don't know how to explain it. It's just not the same. My interaction with the group is just like heavily through music. So I felt like I was missing out on like certain connections and things like that when they were talking that like I just don't. It's just not the same vibe as if I was like at a BTS or GOT7 or NCT concert. So, but it was fun. Like I would go see them again. They were a really good show.
Can we be a GOT7 podcast for 1 minute?
We can.
Okay. How are you feeling seeing GOT7 getting matching 7 tattoos? Like, I feel like they've been through it. So I feel like seeing that mark of like brotherhood or whatever had to be like really cool.
You know, I thought that was like really cute. And then immediately the internet was like. Army were not feeling it. Like they were like, why did you have to go get this tattoo? Like BTS got 7 tattoos and now you want to get them. And I'm like, the 7's in their name? I don't know.
I know,
like,
it's right there. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was kind of messy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Army and Agassiz had beef. I found out.
I didn't think they did, or I wouldn't have brought this up. Yeah, I was not trying to like back us into anything, or like, I was just oh, that's cute, but maybe there's a part of the internet I'm avoiding.
I mean, I thought it was cute. I guess some Army were like, but if GOT7 had did it first, and then BTS followed up with 7 tattoos, like Agassiz would have been saying negative things about BTS, but I'm like, honestly, both of this is dumb. Like, either situation is dumb.
Like, I understand the whole, like, it's the 7 again narrative. Like, I completely do, but BTS does not own the number 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I think if we can look at BTS tattoos and feel like that's really special for them, and like special for us for whatever reasons, but like that could same thing could be said for anybody else who has 7 people in their groups.
I guess they could have done like a little bird outline or something, I guess, but I mean, it's not a zero right. sum game. Like, ultimately, what people choose to put on their body is their choice. I just thought it was cute. I mean, they were commemorating their yeah, bond. And exactly, I didn't think more like, about it than that.
Literally in their name, had an album 7 for 7. They've been talking about, they've been saying 7 for forever. And honestly, the others might not even get tattoos. Like, it could literally just be those two.
Oh, I thought like, it was all of them. It was just 2 of them.
No, they were like 2 out of 7. Like, who's next? Like, Jin Young's in the military, so he's not getting away anytime soon. So, like, I don't know if all of them will get it. So yeah, it was just kind of weird.
Which, speaking of, where is Yugi's? How did not a single person spot it? It must be on a body part covered by clothes, and I'll leave it there. But like,
I'd put money that it's like, how did
not a single person spot it?
Yeah, I'd put money that it's like on his butt cheek or something. I don't know.
That's what I almost said, and then I stopped myself. But yeah. Or like his hip or something. God knows.
Something. I mean, Taze was like almost on his hip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well.
Who knows? Oh, who God. Knows? Speaking
or it's just in some place really obvious that we haven't realized that it's there. We were like thinking it was on his neck, right? But they never actually confirmed that.
And his hair's so long, so I just thought someone would have seen it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's like he put it on his heart. It's like on his chest or something. And like, we're never gonna see it because he doesn't take his shirt off.
Yugi needs to catch the chapter 2 bug that the Makne line is experiencing.
Yeah.
He was wearing some kind of like crop top at the last day in Oakland, I think, or second to last day.
Yeah, it did look like he cut his shirt a little bit.
I saw a tweet where someone was like, is he a girl at like Spirit Day or whatever? Like, and I was like, dang, leave him alone.
Also, the like ripped jeans where we could like see his thighs. I'm like, this is the most I've seen of this man.
Like, and the most you'll ever see, honestly.
Exactly.
This is all we get. We need to treasure this.
So yeah, 7 tattoos, no more. But anyway, yeah, looking forward to the next concert. Honestly, I need to chill off concerts so we can like go to
we keep talking about it, so I'm ready. I'm ready when the squad's ready. Let's go.
Yeah,
spiritually I'm ready, but I also need to save money.
yeah if no one else could go on tour. Do that next year.
I'm in like, I'm not on Facebook that much, but I'm in like a local Pittsburgh BTS group, and I'm in a local Pittsburgh like K-pop group in general, and I really do feel for the multi stans, because I think like, is it aespa just announced a tour? Like every single day there's a new tour announcement. I swear. So like multis are really suffering.
Yeah, exactly. I only have one more tour I want to go to. I want to go to the AOMG tour. I want to see Yugyeom. And I'm waiting on that. I hope they announce a US tour. And like, that's it. Like, literally nothing else. Nothing else.
Would Jay Park be on an AOMG tour?
God forbid, no. No. Isn't I think he's like label? Done with that.
Oh, okay.
He like stepped down or whatever.
Got it. I was just envisioning you putting up with Jay Park's antics to be like, where's Yugi? I guess speaking of money, we got a great fantastic. Speaking of money, we got a really interesting email the past week, and like you mentioned meeting Kenny, like it really does feel like we're just like talking into a void when it's just us, or like we're talking to each other, but like I'm always super excited to see people's comments and replies and like meeting people in person. Like, loved getting this email, so thank you to the person that sent it. I don't think you signed it, but we'll respect your privacy regardless, but really glad you sent this email. So this person was, they mentioned that they were part of Bruce Springsteen's fandom. And so I would just like to read this one paragraph if I can, because I thought it was super interesting. So this person says, quote, "I'm an old lady who has been to literally thousands of concerts over the years. What can I say? I love great music. When you were talking about dynamic pricing, I thought of Bruce Springsteen, Working Class Hero. I saw him well over 100 times. This was back in the day before fandoms had names, but a large group of regulars would show up at multiple shows during each tour slash other shows slash appearances. There were some who, as you mentioned, went to all of them. I can tell you from personal experience how they afforded it. A few were wealthy and could just do whatever they wanted, but that wasn't the majority. It was people who either saved up all PTO and used that in terms of time and then just called in if they ran out of PTO. And those who quit their jobs to do the tour then got another job for between tours. A good many went deeply into debt. I knew people who were as much as $75,000 in debt. And this was during the 90s and early 2000s. They'd spend the time between tours paying it off or declaring bankruptcy. They were real characters." And they go on to discuss more about Bruce Springsteen and his choices around dynamic pricing and their thoughts on the Hybe situation. And I generally agree with a lot of what they said, and I loved reading this email. But that specific paragraph, like, blew my mind. Like, I've seen, because we were mentioning, like, oh, someone owned a software company, but, like, what do other people do? Like, the idea of going $75,000 into debt for, or more, right? Because this was the 90s. Like, is terrifying for Bruce. Like, or, like, even BTS in this case. Like, sub BTS. Like, just wow.
Yeah. I mean, we've had conversations before about people we encountered or, like, seen online who somehow are, like, able to go to every show. And I'm like, how are you doing this? And I'm like, are they just simply going into debt?
They like, might is that be. The answer? They might be.
Yeah. Because everyone can't be crazy rich.
Or like, they're
some people
just...
are just going into debt. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're not going into debt, but, like, spending all the money they have or... in between jobs or
yeah just... we like had the little jokey jokes about like going through like the 9 to 5 so that you can go to like a K-pop concert but like they really meant that.
It's a joke, like... but also yeah.
Like they are seriously putting all of their funds into seeing who they love. I mean, hey, to each their own. Yeah.
That book that I was hyping up a while back that I read, super good, specifically had a chapter about Bruce Springsteen and his fans. I mean, each chapter of that book was a different fandom. They didn't talk about K-pop really. I mean, in passing, it was mentioned, but it didn't have a whole chapter. They did talk about J-pop, but it was called Fangirls by Hannah Ewens, E-W-E-N-S. So for this person, if they were a diehard Bruce fan and Springsteen fan, they might want to read that book or at least that one chapter of that book because it was super interesting and touches on a lot of this, so... I really am interested, and also if anyone has book recs for me on fandoms, like, I read Everything I Need I Get From You, which was mostly about, like, 1D, but, like, also online fandom culture, but I just, like, have really been getting into, like, reading about, like, fandom experiences, because I feel like it helps contextualize, like, how we feel about BTS. Like, I find some comfort in knowing... Like, yes, our relationship is special, but there is like a blueprint, you know, like we're not the only ones to feel like passionately about something. So I like knowing we're like not alone, you know, even if the details are different.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for your email. Loved reading it. Please send us kind comments or interesting emails or whatever, whenever.
All right, do we get to the mess?
Let's do it. It was a messy week. Yeah, I thought you were talking about like your own life, but when we were like, how are you doing? And we're like, it was a week. And then I was like, or is she talking about BTS? Because like, it's been a week in BTS news. Like, Shout out to all our Kim Taehyung bias listeners. Thinking of you in this time.
I just feel like every month we get on here and we're like, please leave BTS alone to some extent about some member. And so, was that even a month ago we were just talking about?
It was like two episodes ago.
Okay, like it wasn't even that long ago. So, we're over our quota.
Well, if people would leave them alone, then we wouldn't have to be talking about this. So, yeah, real talk for any, like, Kim Taehyung biases, thinking of you. I guess this was, like, the least shocking news to me of all time. I guess because we had had, again, on the topic of leave them alone, we had all those photos leaked last year, and, like, I don't think there was any resolution to like who was doing that or what that was, right? Like, was there any consequences or was there any like action taken from that?
I saw them threaten to get sued by the companies and they were like, I'll stop, and they stopped posting the photos.
But there wasn't like any justice is a strong
I mean
word.
None
there
of the companies
consequences for the photos they already shared.
I don't think so. And no one, like, confirmed or denied if it was true or not.
So, for anyone wondering, I guess, what we're building up, it would seem that Tae and Jennie of Blackpink were spotted in Paris. It was a French photographer, I believe, who, like, caught them. They were walking along the river holding hands. It was, like, very grainy, but I guess people got clearer footage as the week went on, or you know, it was confirmed that even though it was grainy, like, this outfit matches outfits they were both wearing earlier in the day, and their managers were nearby. So to me it seems excuse me, more or less confirmed that Tae and Jennie are officially a thing. But yeah, that's, like, the big news. I was expecting a lot more drama, and I don't know if there is drama swirling around and I'm just immune to it, or if, like, ARMY actually are being, like, pretty chill. I've seen, like, a few people in denial, like, that's not really him, and here's why, and I'm like, whatever you need to tell yourself, honestly, but, like, yeah. I haven't seen people, like, really going crazy or sending trucks or anything like that. So, I don't know if it's because we had this slow leak, but I feel like people are taking it overall fairly well.
I mean, there wasn't truck drama, but truck-level drama, I guess you would say. But there definitely were people who were, like, trying to find ways to say that it wasn't them. Like, oh no, this is this person that's been impersonating Tae. And somebody that's also been, like, impersonating Jennie or something crazy, and like they had a whole theory for it, but it was like, so does that mean, like, even their managers, like, somebody's impersonating their managers that were, like, caught in the picture with them? Like, it was right. So much, like, the mental gymnastics, like, other than just accepting that, like, maybe they are dating. And I definitely was seeing some, like, comments from Korean netizens that were kind of like, you're gonna do this in our face like this. I think because they were also wearing, like, couple jewelry or whatever, like, they've been seen wearing this jewelry on certain occasions, that it's the same necklace, and so some fans are, I guess, upset about it. Like, people are definitely upset. I don't know if we've seen the outrage like we've seen with some other groups yet. But that might take for him to actually come out and say, like, yeah, we're dating, before they start setting cars on fire or something crazy.
Please don't do that. Yeah. Please do not set a car on fire.
I think mostly, and I felt the same way too, was just kind of like, why am I seeing these pictures? Like, something feels fishy. Like, the way they were... Like, the photographer was like, oh, they allowed me to take the pictures, I just had to do them far away. Like,
from two stories, like, up, like, on a rooftop.
Yeah. Like, what? That just seemed, like, really fishy.
Yeah.
that was weird. And then honestly, I would rather that they come out and say, not that. How do I put this? The invasion of their privacy, like, bothered me deeply. Like, I didn't want to engage. Like, I didn't want to see this. Like, not because I'm, like, in denial about it, because I got on here when we originally saw those pictures, and I do honestly think that they're dating. But I would rather that they come out and tell us than we have to do all this weird, like, speculative investigative work. Yeah. And, like, invade their privacy. Like, if they are literally flying to Paris to get away from people, like, can you leave them alone so that they can actually, like, date in peace, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just weird. It's giving, like, early 2000s, like, TMZ, Britney, Perez, Hilton vibes. Like, I don't know. Like, can we just, like, leave them alone? Like, can we just let people, like, date normally? Like, I would just hate to be in their position and already, like, not living a normal life and feeling like I can't even have this one thing be normal in my life. I have to have so many people in my business at every single freaking point and period of time that I can't just, like, hold my girlfriend's hand. Like, this is crazy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they went there specifically to get away. For some reason, I thought she might be going to Cannes Film Festival, which is also happening. But, like, that's not in Paris. That's in Cannes. So, like, I have no idea. But I don't know her schedule. I barely know anything about her. But
I mean, I think they're both on schedules.
What?
I think they're both on, like, schedules. Mm. Right? But, like, are they clearly, like, coordinating their schedules in order to, like, meet up, right?
Well, like, didn't he fly to New York at some point last year? Like, when she had an event, and it was never, like, what is he doing there? Like,
right.
People just, like, spotted him. But I agree with you, and I think it would fuel far less interest and speculation, like, TMZ-esque, to your point, if you just rip the Band-Aid off and say, like, we are dating, right? Like, make it be news, let people move on. Like, there's no reason to be secretive, but maybe I'm just seeing, like, a more chill, sedate part of the internet, and people really would be upset that they feel that they can't. But, like, when those photos were being leaked, I think YG was like, please respect the privacy of our artists, and HYBE was like, no statement whatsoever. And then this time, I think I saw they both released statements that were like, it's hard to verify details of our artist's private life, or some, like, non-statement. And I just think, like, a kind of funny, like, F off kind of vibes, like, these non-statement statements. But if they're just like, yeah, they're dating, and, like, see what happens. People might move on from it, like, quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they want to let them come out and say it themselves. And so, obviously, if all of this has happened, they don't want to talk about it. So it's like, can we just mind our business? Like, whether they're dating or not, what impact does it have on us? And it goes back to that, like, delusion and, like, ownership type thing we were talking about a few episodes ago. Like, feeling like I own you, so you can't do XYZ. Like, no, get a life, go outside, touch grass. You don't own Kim Taehyung, and you don't own Jennie Kim. Like, like, I don't know. Like, they can do whatever it is they want to do.
I saw so, a tweet. Sorry, go ahead.
No, there's nothing else to say.
I saw a tweet, and it was like, okay, Rachel from Ohio, did you think he was gonna date you? Like, they just said Rachel from Ohio, like, a generic name, like, to tell people to, like, get over themselves. But one of my Twitter mutuals is actually a Rachel from Ohio. And she was like, dang, call me out like that, you know? Like, she was joking, but it is, like, kind of weird. Like, I mean, part of me does want to know. I'm not going to lie, right? Because, like, I like Tae, and I care about Tae, and I care, like, and care about all members of BTS. I would, like, love to know that he's happy in a relationship. Like, if he wanted to share it with us, to your point, you know? I just...
Right.
I feel bad that they seem like they have to, like, they feel like they have to, like, sneak around or something. I'm actually kind of happy. Like, first of all, A, what a man. Like, kudos to Jenny, right? We were talking about that last year, but like, what a man. But like, we were on here, like, I think it was the JK episode, because we were talking about Sasaengs, and I said something like, how do BTS date? Like, I really don't think they do, unless it's another celebrity, because like, how do you keep someone safe, or how do you like have someone that understands that life? And like, here Tae is like dating his, like, I don't know, dating someone who gets it, you know what I mean? Like, who could relate better to him than like a member of Blackpink,
right?
So
yeah. I mean, I even said before, like, I want to know, because I want to like gas them up, like, it's cute, like
exactly.
I want to see the members like being, have that ability to do normal things, and like be in relationships with whomever that be, right, and be happy. And so it hurts me to see it have to happen like this.
Yeah.
I still am like hoping for a member to come out and be like, I'm married with three kids and just like destroy the fandom. Like, just like, I don't know, a quarter or like a half of us just like separate off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do think it's okay, and I think I said this before. I'm pretty sure I said this before. I do think it's okay to be a little bit delusional. Like, I've seen a lot of TikTok memes about, like, you know, like, people arguing, and, like, it's Jimin, just, like, the one our friend sent us, like, eating in front, like, thinking about delusional, like, fictional things. I think it's okay to be delusional, or, like, as long as you can, like, 100% keep that separate from reality, right? If it came out, and I say this because I was like, who would be the member that's married and has three kids? The two that instantly come to mind are like Namjoon and Yoongi. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and lie that like I wouldn't need a day or two to recover from that. But I'm not going to like say anything negative. I'm going to be happy for them. Like, you know, like I would be supportive of it. But like, it might take me a day to like recalibrate just to get over my own delusions. But obviously that's separate from reality, right?
Right. The thing is, your delusions or your fantasies that you might have about them don't have to stop because they're with somebody else. Because the chances that it was ever going to be a reality.
I mean, I get that, but it's different to, like, pretend without evidence. It's another thing to pretend when, like, you have evidence. You know what I mean? You're absolutely right. I would just need a second.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't be, like, upset or I don't know, bothered or whatever else that it is, right? But it really shouldn't impact much because I'm not gonna be with them and they weren't gonna be with me ever. So like, why can't I still like find you attractive or whatever else it, like, whatever the thing is, right? Like,
no, you definitely
and I
can.
Also and I also don't have to see that and like go crazy on the internet or send a truck or stop standing. Like the little fantasies don't have to stop. Like that makes a difference between like you and I and like a Sasaeng. Like I can fantasize about a member of BTS and not feel like I need to find his phone number or his home address and like call him or send him food. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, like, I hear you. Yeah.
We can be like delusional, but we'll, like with some kind of common sense.
Can we put but that on some like that just a shirt can't do or that. A sticker? Like delusional, but have common sense. The harmless kind of delusional. I just have wild thoughts and then that's where it stops, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wish we had talked about this second, because, like, I enjoy that we're laughing, whereas I feel like the next topic, I'm actually, like, not laughing at all. It's actually terrifying and gives me chills. You flagged it, so do you want to, like, kick it off? Or do you have more to say about Tay and Jenny before we jump to that? Because I feel like the next one's going to be an absolute doozy.
No. So, in other BTS news, it's been revealed that sometime in January, some medical staff, I'm assuming in the army, let's just say some service, right? Some medical staff in the services in Korea decided that they were going to leave their post in order to administer vaccinations to Jin. They did not have clearance in order to do so. They got, like, some connections with some other kind of medical staff, I guess, on the base that he was located in order to administer vaccinations to him. Investigations are, like, starting just now, months later. And I can't stress enough how terrifying that is and how wrong that could have gone. And when we were having conversations before they were enlisting about, like, people potentially being able to do weird stuff to them, like, this is the kind of thing that I could not imagine, but, like, it's what I was alluding to. Like, people crossing boundaries in order to get to them, do things to them, just completely crossing the line. Like, this is absolutely terrifying that somebody was able to actually do this.
I literally, like, this is not hyperbole. I feel like throwing up right now, and it gives me chills. Like, I was thinking someone taking, like, creepy unauthorized photos of them, which is, like, an invasion, but this is literally, like, your physical well-being, your bodily, like, bodily autonomy sounds dramatic, but, like, Jin should know who's giving him a shot has, like, the best intention, like, professional medical intentions at heart. I'm like, from what I read, the person gave him actual, like, mandated vaccines. But I remember us talking about, like, when we were talking about the food episode, another fandom where, like, someone, like, contaminated some juice. Like, you do not know. That person could have done anything to him. Like, and it makes me question, like, I had said this to you before, like, I hope the military can keep them safe and is ready to keep them safe. And it does make me wonder, like, what the heck is the military doing? I saw that they, I don't know if it's true, but that they had privately started to investigate this, like, maybe in March. But, like, even if that's the case, that's, like, 2 months after the fact that it happened. So was Jin just, like, living with it for 2 months? Did he realize what was happening as this was going on? Was he, like, she seems kind of weird? Like, how did this all come to light? And, like, how did it even occur to begin with? Like, if I were in Korea, I would be straight up rioting right now. Like, what kind of, like, internal controls is that?
If I was his family, I'd be freaking I won't curse, but I would be freaking out right now. That's terrifying. Like, they really could have harmed him. Or worse. How do you have, like, no checks of, like, who's authorized to enter your base, or, like, you just let anybody in that building? No questions. That's crazy. That is scary. I'm glad that they were rather, I don't want to give them too much credit, because what they did was absolutely insane. I'm glad that they didn't have ill intentions, I would say. That it seemed like they just wanted to be near him in some capacity, and they were using that as an opportunity to do so. because if it was someone else who had worse intentions, this could be a completely different conversation that we're having right now. And so, yeah, I don't think that they're prepared at all to have BTS in the military.
I hope that HYBE or the members themselves are thinking about this in ways they can protect themselves. I don't really know what you do, because if you have to get a military, like, mandated vaccine and it comes up, like, how do you trust anyone in any position of authority? Like,
I'm like, any other potential situation that could pop up, what do you do?
I mean, you're right. The person did not actually harm him, but that's only through, like, sheer good luck. That's, like, shouldn't even come to that. That's just, like, circumstantial.
Right.
It makes me so angry because it's so selfish. I understand completely wanting to see the members. I understand that desire. But to put your own desires over the safety and well-being of the object of your desire, that's not fandom, that's not love, that's selfishness. Like, that is so, so effed that you would exploit whatever connections you have to, like, go and do this, like, because you wanted to be close to him. Like, you're literally jeopardizing his safety, because now people know also that you can do this. That's probably why they were trying to investigate it quietly, because A, it would be a freaking scandal, but, like, B, it creates additional risk for them.
And it shows how, like, bad security is over there.
It makes me furious. And I have a lot more wild thoughts, but maybe I should keep them... Wild, like, angry thoughts, but maybe I should keep them to myself. But, like, you knew that BTS coming to the military was going to be a challenge. Like, you tried to hide the enlistment dates, hide the locations. Like, people obviously already knew. And I was like, don't buy tickets. But, like, have you done absolutely anything to, like, keep them safe? I know you have to treat them like you treat everyone else, but I think there's also, like, a greater risk to them than the average person. And it's like, everyone has to serve, right? Like, all men 18 to what, 30, you have to finish by the time, I guess, you're what, 32, right? So with that many people to keep track of, now that everyone just knows, like, not everyone's doing it for, like, patriotic reasons or because they want to be in the military. Like, you could just have the most random people walking to any base. Like, you don't know anyone's intentions for this, like, mandatory service.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, who's to say there's not, like, a 27-year-old, like, hardcore fanboy that's also in the military? You know what I mean?
And that was my initial concern. Like, I couldn't even fathom that this would happen, right? It was just like you were saying, like, someone taking pictures of them or someone doing something worse, like, abusing them in some kind of way. That was my initial thought. Not that somebody else would be able to just...
A medical professional.
Yeah. There's you, like, concert hopping and going from concert to concert, like, Barricade, which has been, like, a huge deal on the internet for whatever these last few days. Like, some person that's been, like, somehow able to go to all of Yoongi's concerts and be, like, literally front row at each of them. Like, there's that, and then there's these, like, clear distinctions of, like, no, like, this is a clear issue. Like, we're complaining about this one thing, but these people that seem to get access to BTS in ways that they 100% should not have is absolutely terrifying. You should not have their phone numbers, you should not have their address, you should not be able to get access to their bodies in the way that they have. is terrifying.
Calling someone a sasane because they have barricade each time just, like, reeks of jealousy to me. Honestly, I'll say it. It, like, because if I had the money and the free time, I would 100% do so. It's a public appearance. They're paying the money to go and do it. They have not violated, like, any social construct other than the fact that they have a lot of money and a lot of free time to be able to do that.
Right. I don't know how you do it, considering you have to do all of that traveling and all of that money and waiting. Like, ours was actual war to be able to just right. to do the one show.
Well,
right?
I don't know how you do it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I don't know how you get it every time. But yeah. Two totally different things.
Maybe you're just that lucky. But honestly, like, they have not done anything to harm a member, right? They haven't violated their privacy in any way. They're attending a public event. Like, right. this, like, military breach, this military professional, like, this is saucing behavior, truly.
100%. And it's concerning because we've seen the way that these things have been handled in the past. Just like the one that happened with Namjoon. Okay, you just fired them. All right, now what? Like, what is that going to do? So what's going to be the results of this? How are you going to handle this to ensure Jin and any of the other members, or literally anyone else, that someone can't just walk in and do what they did? Or do worse. What are you going to do?
Well, firing someone is not enough of a repercussion. Like, someone might just be like, okay, I was fired, and, like, it's not enough of a deterrent. Like,
exactly.
Prison. Federal prison should be a deterrent.
You would think.
Especially in this case, like, do they have court martial in Korea? Like, I don't know. Like, what are the military court situation? Like, figure it out.
I don't know. But yeah, until we start applying pressure to these people, they're never gonna learn. The slap on the wrist stuff does not work. People will continue to think that these kinds of things are okay when they're not.
Even within saucing behavior, like, we were talking about going to a concert or not, and I don't think it is, right? Or going to all of them and getting barricaded, and I don't think it is. But even, like, sending food to JK's house seems harmless in comparison to this. Like, I still think it's bad, but there's degrees. Like, he can throw it out. It's annoying. Definitely, like, should not do it. You're impeding his privacy. I'm sure it causes him mental distress. But, like, actively injecting someone is just, like, so horrifying to me. You know what I mean? And I don't want that to be misconstrued, so we can cut it if you want. But, like, sitting next to Namjoon on the train repeatedly, that's pretty bad on the spectrum of things. But, like, giving someone medical care you're not authorized to give is, like, the absolute worst, I feel like.
Well, because you're completely helpless. Like, you almost have no say. Because you're putting trust in that individual that they are who they are supposed to be, and that they're doing what it is they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Whereas JK might have some autonomy to be like, I did not order this, so I'm going to throw it out. So, yeah. There is a difference. And like, we don't know the full circumstances of it. Like we said earlier, did he know that immediately after it happened? Did he know this later? Is he finding out now? Ugh. Yeah. If I was a member of BTS, I would be like, I would be scared. I know that sounds crazy, but like, being a celebrity is hard. Being a BTS member has to be even harder. And this is one of those things where it was like, again, like, you can't fathom the, like, level of fame or, like, stress or pressure that they must be under. They've talked about, like, music pressures, but this is, like, a totally different, like, story. We don't think so much about like the security aspects. The pressure they must be facing on that side of things. We've seen like, I can't walk into a store and like get an iPad without people going crazy. But like, this is next level.
Well, and you truly, and I think the scary thing is you truly have no option. Like you were saying, if the military's like, it's mandatory shots time, you would think that you would just be like, okay. And now every single time you're going to second guess it, like even routine things. And I was also thinking, like, to your point about the iPad and going into a shop, they basically have to be on for 18 straight months if they're still worried about their, like, image in the military. Like, yeah, they can't control necessarily their hair, their outfits, or, like, their image in the physical sense, but in the sense of, like, how you handle these pressures that, like, no one else is experiencing. Like, yeah. You're again apart. You're again, like, somehow othered. You're again, like, I have to handle this situation with, like, grace and poise, whereas I'd be like, bring that nurse to me right now, we're gonna like duke it out or something, or I'm gonna sue you for absolutely all you're worth. Like, I'm American, I want to litigate, but I am grateful we're not on here having a different conversation, that there were no like ill effects, but like, I'm just counting down the day they're all done. I need them to come back safely.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you. My stomach's churning. It makes me sick.
Like, this is not hyperbole. I genuinely feel ill talking about this. Mm.
Something has to change.
I wonder if they could give them... I don't even know if it would make a difference. I haven't thought this through other than just thinking aloud right now, but like... Could they have bodyguards in the military? Like, maybe not their regular bodyguards, but could they pick someone senior who's, like, served for a long time? I mean, even that might not be fail-safe, but, like, how do you protect them? Like, there has to be... There has to be something.
That's a scary thing. Like, I don't know if anything could happen. Other than them saying, like, oh, we'll, like, change our security protocols. But, like, who says that they're actually going to do it? Like, who's going to hold them accountable?
Could they, like, go to their own doctors they've already been, like, going to for years to get, like, whatever mandatory care they need? Like, I don't know.
Right. And it's how do you, like, ensure that this won't happen again?
Exactly. Exactly. Because I was thinking, like, well, maybe you choose someone super senior in the health service. And I'm like, who's to say they're not interested? Like.
Yeah.
Just need people to be normal. I need you to be normal. Please. Like. It's so messed up.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even know how you follow up after that. I want better for BTS. I really do. I really, really do. I really do.
I don't even know what to say.
I know.
And I know we had other topics to talk about, but I'm like, how do we even move on from this? Like, I don't know how I can go back to, like, talking about things in, like, a chipper way when I'm, like, actually this mad.
Yeah. We only had one other thing to discuss, and it was Jimin's song, right?
Yeah, I'd rather leave it for another time. Unless you feel that we should talk about it now, but...
I mean, I didn't even listen to it, so I don't have anything to say. So.
I mean, you said that you were not going to, so I don't feel that we, that you need to, right? Like, I guess I'll talk about it. I listened to the song. Obviously, I think Jimin's voice sounds amazing. It sounds like a Fast and Furious song, like you mentioned from the clips, right? Like, it's exactly what you expect it to be. Interestingly, they paired Jimin's voice primarily with Money Long's voice. So, I mean, his smooth tones go really well, like when they were harmonizing there. I think that the reverb on the song was way too high. Like, I just want to hear his voice, but I mean, it's like a fast song, you know, so I think the reverb was like an aesthetic or a style choice. So I'll say that.
Yeah, I only saw clips. The clips that Jimin shared of like him, I guess, for the music video. The only clip I saw that's as far as I'll go with interacting, I was hoping that they would have some kind of like version, like Jimin only, or just some version that didn't have Kodak Black.
Yeah.
But then I saw like, I don't know, some fans found out that like Money Long was problematic and like said weird things about BTS too. So I was like, we can't have any peace in this fandom, honestly. Like, when I say it's been a week, I seriously mean that. I can't remember the last time where it was like almost every day it was like some new development. And like, not a good development. I mean, like, just really bad. So
I didn't see that about Money Long, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it with a grain of salt. I didn't try to like go and verify or whatever, but it's been rough. I hope next week is better.
I just feel for like, I mean, obviously much, much more minor, much less serious or severe, but like, I was reading, I'm a big fan of Taylor Jenkins Reid's, and I was reading Carrie Soto's back, and she is at this gala. I won't give too many spoilers, but she's talking about like fake friends and how like when she's at the top, so many people want to like use her or talk to her, but like none of those people were around when they thought that like her tennis career was tanking, whatever, blah blah blah. And I highlighted a lot from that section. I mean, it's completely fiction, but it made me think of like BTS a lot. But it sucks that like Jimin's so excited to collab with these people, and I mean, well, not these people, but like maybe the Fast and Furious franchise. But and like even now there's people saying like weird shit about them. Like, that's so annoying.
I know. I think they were older comments, but what does it matter? Like, it wasn't that long ago, so
it's, yeah, I mean, it's almost worse because like talking about me when I'm less famous, but now that I'm super famous, we're like on a song together, like,
right?
Yeah,
it's weird.
Oh, what a week. I feel like we beat everyone down, ourselves included. I'm so sad. I was joking about this before, and I think we cut it because I think I worded it weirdly, but like, I just want a week of like normal news. I want to think about, like, you know, Yoseman tattoo and his crop top, and, like, I don't want to think about, I don't want to think about, like, all this other stuff.
I know. Maybe Junie or someone else will drop an album soon so we can just talk about an album.
Right.
I want to talk about somebody's hair and like,
yeah,
the outfit they have.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. I don't want to be like worried about their safety, though. I guess that's just going to be a status from now until forever. Now until people learn how to like calm TF down.
That's the kind of stuff that'll keep you up at night.
I am 100% going to go stare at the ceiling after this. Like, that's the plan. Like, sleeping? No. Ugh. I feel like a husk. I am drained.
Let's wrap it up, because I don't know what else to say.
That will do it for today's episode of Girls With Fun. Please take care of yourselves. Stay safe.
Please.
Act cool, be cool, right? Like,
right.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.